item.
Yeah, it comes in from legislators Meyer, Alfreda Williams, Gordon Burroughs, and Marty Rogowski, and Tom Abernathy.
Okay, and from the Environment Committee, we have a quorum. We have Legislator Rogowski, Legislator Meyer, Legislator Noner, and me. I think that's it, right?
That's four.
Yes, that's four. So we've got our four. What does it take to put something out? Four?
The topic for this meeting is the long-awaited flood, stormwater management, not flooding.
No,
stormwater,
we don't say flood. Management. It's an F word.
Tom, how do you propose we do this? Do we open the floor to Peter and Al to address us?
Well, can I just suggest that we get a brief summary of where we are, not going back too far, but just from the last meeting to here. Because as you recall, we've had several different versions of this.
Right. We started with one.
A district, and before that we had a district, right. And then we changed it, then we changed it again, and Legislator Myers and I put in a revised version this year.
And now what we're looking at
is another revised version.
Hybrid.
Correct.
Of both the Lizwick version, which was, and your version. And this has just been further refined by Peter Eschweiler and Al Gatta, and
right.
This was discussed on, oh dear, the 22nd. When was the 22nd? 22nd. No, that's Western Municipal Officials. Wrong sheet. The 20th in the Flood Action Task Force.
Right.
So actually, I would defer to them because they are really...
Procedurally,
also, we have some red-lined copies. I don't think yours are. Do you have the red? Perfect.
This is Peter Eschweiler's invention. Is a version that started with us after all of these previous iterations, and it is now hopefully a version that takes the best parts of ours and the best parts that were proposed by Lizwick.
This takes the best of all possible worlds.
Of all possible,
worlds.
Right. We'll see. Which of you would like to address us and tell us what you've done differently?
If I could just interrupt one second. You know, traditionally we recognize former legislators that come before us. We don't traditionally have children of legislators. However, a prior legislator who was in the 15th district, I don't know whether it was the 15th district or then, but Kay Karski followed a dear friend of, I know Tom was on the board, and I guess everybody, maybe Marty was on the board, when Danny Thomas served. Danny Thomas, as far as I'm concerned. He also, the Murph was named after him, but we have in the audience Matt Thomas, who's back there, and I just want to recognize Matt because of all the wonderful things his father did, and Matt is very involved. He came here just to hear the environmental legislation that you proposed, Tom, and he's actively involved in another person's campaign. I won't mention that because we're neutral turf, but I just wanted to recognize him, his being here. Thank you again, Matt. Mm-hmm. Father was a great guy.
I was the chairman of Public Works when I came.
Really?
I served.
Yeah, he served also, right?
That's how old you are. That's why we need turbulence.
That's a low blow.
That was in your first time. Right.
I was here.
Gentlemen.
When last we were here, on I think it was September 8th, we presented a document to you and you made comments on it. The draft that you have before you takes that draft that we presented then and simply accepted all of the changes that we had recommended so that we had a complete hybrid at that time. The document before you shows the changes that we have suggested in that earlier draft. And if Chris, they have the two color copies? Green and red?
Yes.
I don't have a
color.
Oh, it was in the one in the packet. I bought my own copy locked up.
If you have the one.
I have the one. I have it now. Thank you.
the one we hope you have.
The green and red.
The green is the language that was in the document as of September 8th right. and has been proposed for removal.
Right. It's in your folder.
The yeah. red ink indicates the new wording that we have added since then. On the basis of that earlier draft, Mr. Gatta suggested a number of changes, which we have incorporated on almost every occasion in here, so that it is a draft that I think the two of us and our respective right. agencies, Liswick and the Flood Action Task Force, can present to you and say, perhaps with only a couple of typo errors or a minor correction here and there, this is a draft that we would recommend.
One consider. More time, green is new?
Green is out.
Green is
red
old.
Is new.
Okay.
Red is new. Green is what you saw on September 8th.
It's on the bottom.
And is being removed. Red is added to that.
Okay.
Now, what we did on September 8th, we went through it on a line-by-line basis. The chairman, if you want to do that.
Very briefly.
Yeah, I think we can go through the general.
Well, yeah, but we should put it in context.
I think we should do it.
Let's not spend much time on the black.
Okay.
Just to put the green and red in context. Yeah. We'll
talk to you really about what we've added in the red.
Right. Uh-huh.
We discussed last time at considerable length the distinction between a comprehensive plan and a reconnaissance plan. By reconnaissance, we really do just mean you might even call it a quick and dirty review of what is there today, what are the problems, who's done some thinking about it, what can we glean from a lot of extensive municipal interviews and studies without doing a tremendous amount of additional new fieldwork. So you'll see changes throughout here where it had said comprehensive, it now says reconnaissance. And
let me ask you a question, just technically, what's a comprehensive plan? In the
comprehensive plan, I think, would come up with projects, in my mind, that you're practically ready to go to bid with.
Okay.
Here we're simply saying you ought to do a study of this dam on that river because it's been recommended by the local people and they have some initial studies, but it's not ready to go.
Conceptually, I don't think that's much different than what the drafters had in mind. We were just using different language.
That's fine.
But when you talk comprehensive to a planner, he envisions an Encyclopedia Britannica.
Well, we talked about the cost of a comprehensive plan.
Yeah, and that is a real planning term.
What we're trying to do here is to build on existing information as much as possible, compiling it from cooperative municipalities in the county, not necessarily doing additional field work, but strictly operating within.
Okay, now, would you introduce another term here, and that is stormwater management plans. Is that defined somewhere?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There it is. No.
That's not a new term.
No, it's stormwater management project.
No, number is line 74, page 3. Stormwater management, any activities or strategies for controlling flooding and minimizing damage therefrom.
Right, but they've used the term now stormwater. Let's go back to page 2, first item. Item number 3, they've deleted develop and coordinate cooperative watershed-based comprehensive stormwater management plans, which should incorporate the best management practices, and instead they put create incentive for municipalities to work cooperatively with the county on a watershed basis to establish partnerships for the preparation of
watershed-wide
water management plans.
Stormwater management plans,
right. And I note that we did not define a stormwater management plan before, and it doesn't look like you did either.
Well, we had stormwater management project.
Right.
Right, it's still there.
And it's still there.
Right. But what's a stormwater management
on
plan?
On page 3, item 7, stormwater management is a term that is defined.
Yeah.
Therefore, a stormwater management plan is a plan for stormwater management.
And it's a definition of plan, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as long as everybody's happy with that.
Plan, yeah, official stormwater management plan, the plan.
Okay. Just want to make sure it all fits together.
That's we're legal.
Okay. Continue.
Another change that we have added here, you remember that we were concerned with when we used extensively the term of a flood hazard area designated by FEMA. And we said, well, there may be areas that you want to identify that weren't identified by FEMA. So we've added, for example, on
what page are you looking at? I'm sorry.
On page 3, line 67, you'll see federal emergency management agency or within a flood area designated by the county board.
You also did that on page 2, line 50.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In other words, give you the opportunity to designate an area which FEMA may have overlooked or which you feel is worthy of.
You've added eligible municipality on page 2, line 46. What's the significance of that?
The significance of that is a municipality is required to perform certain tasks in order to be eligible for funding under this law. These tasks mainly have to do with, local municipal work like zoning, stormwater management.
And that is referred to somewhere else later?
Yeah, it's eligibility criteria.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is for projects, so that's for projects.
But that's
what it's in order for a municipality to be eligible, they would have to.
It's
the language is in here later on.
It's the eligibility criteria on pages 10 and 11.
Okay, we can move. Anybody have any questions?
Which is what the county's goal was, is to get the municipality to pay attention.
Okay.
All right, on page 4, the top of the page, lines 84 and so on, is defines the reconnaissance plan, definition number 13.
Right.
I didn't take the trouble to put the definitions back into alphabetical order, and that's why an R comes after whatever was before. But that could be done if you're by housekeeping.
We'll do that.
All right. Let's just read reconnaissance plan. A conceptual preliminary plan prepared on a watershed basis or otherwise that locates and describes existing stormwater problem areas, existing stormwater management facilities, and proposed or potential capital improvements that are required to reduce flooding and flood damage. The plan may include a preliminary capital improvement program, cost estimates, phasing, and priorities for existing and new projects. That definition nailed down. Then we introduced two other concepts for numbers 14 and 15, phase one funding and phase two funding. Phase one funding, funds approved by the county board for the detailed design, specification, and construction documents for a stormwater management project. In other words, the engineering and planning funds for that project. Phase two funding is for those projects, funds approved by the county board for the implementation and construction of a stormwater management project. Now, we distinguish there because some municipalities may say, well, we have a flooding problem, but we don't really know what to do about it. They would be applied for phase one funding to help them pin down the actual plans and proposals and so on. On the other hand, there may be a community comes in and says, well, we've paid our own money. We have this project ready to go. We think it fits your eligibility requirements. And really, at this stage, all we need is construction funding. They can apply directly for phase two funding. Normally, a project which starts with phase one funding would come back to you for phase two funding at a later stage. But it lets you go come in either door, so to speak. Number 16, a project plan is the plan for a specific stormwater management project, including details, specifications, survey, construction documents, and cost estimates. All right. Powers of the county board, only a couple of minor word changes there on page 5. It suggested that we don't educate the municipalities, but simply advise the municipalities. It goes over a little bit. Spoonful of sugar.
And 15.
And number 15 is new, that you argue, have the authority to designate flood areas within the county. Section 5 on page 6, powers of the Commissioner of Planning, since there are some word replacements, and down at the bottom, saying to the county board for review as part of a long-term plan to guide and prioritize for the county board in exercising its authority to approve plans and projects and to provide funding therefore.
We did, if I may interrupt, we did discuss in the flood task force last week that perhaps this should say he shall, I asked for it to be gender neutral, but someone shall submit the same to the county executive and county board for review and approval. I mean, we may want to
Well, there's a question that we're going to have to come to at the end. And the county executive's office has raised a concern that the county executive is not mentioned in here anywhere.
Right, that's why we thought we might.
And this is not a new issue because the state talks in terms of the Board of Supervisors or the county board. The question has always arisen when we do legislation like that, as does the charter override whatever legislation you're putting in place so that the, if funding is required, for example, clearly we can't pass a bond act without the county executive's approval. And so at the end of this, we can have this discussion of, is there any need to change any language to accommodate the county executive's role in this county, or is that automatic because we're following what is pretty much the language of the state law? And is it automatic that the county executive's role is grafted in here? That's a question that I think we can discuss separately. Maybe that's a legislation committee issue as opposed to an environment committee issue, because it doesn't really change the substance. Whatever our charter says. You know, I mean, we will ask for people to report back to us, but in fact, there's a role of the county executive in our charter. He controls commissioners. He's the chief executive officer. So he fits in here somewhere. But I don't want to take us off the substantive issue at this point. Interesting.
Okay. Down at the bottom of page 6 in section 7, the original wording was as soon as practicable, which is wording that I like, but I think within 180 days is a term you had in your primary draft. That's why I qualified it there immediately after it takes effect, or such other period as the county board may direct. If you feel that 180 days is too short, you can direct a longer period. And if you think we can walk on water, you can make it a short. Just to the top of the page 7, we inserted the word inventories because that more clearly identifies what the reconnaissance plan is to do. Mm-hmm. It's to gather available information. It was pointed out to us that investigations simply of streams and watercourses invites an overly technical approach to their characteristics. And this came from planning department staff. They suggest we put in watersheds there, which gives us a little broader aspect, and that allows you to study their streams and watercourses to the extent that they're available information.
What's the other piece that's in there? The commissioner's power over
the stream control law. That's a separate.
Yes. Right. That's a different.
That's where it came from.
And I'm not sure where that is.
I don't know.
It's still in legislation.
Sure. It might be an environment.
Oh.
I don't think anything is discussed.
I think it was just referred.
Was it referred?
Yeah, it was referred a while ago.
No, what I was going to say was the language of streams and watercourses came from the stream control law. We were just following the and make it parallel, but this is a good improvement.
Yeah, in putting the document together, I left 1, 2, 3, 4 words out, and where they would go would be on line 154. After the word the phrase starts to serve as the basis for the, and you would insert funding of projects and the, then it reads as it is, development of any subsequent detailed comprehensive project plans, not stormwater plans, project plans.
So it's not detailed comprehensive stormwater management plan?
No, it's project plans, and what it essentially
would
it says
be detailed comprehensive project plan?
No, it would it would be comprehensive project plans.
Okay, it's line 55.
Line 155.
I'm sorry, 150, detailed comprehensive project.
It would be detailed comprehensive project plans, strike out stormwater management.
All right, so this line, this section reads, starting on line 153, the planning commissioner to formulate a watershed-based reconnaissance stormwater management plan for the county to serve as the basis for the funding of projects and the development of any subsequent...
For the development.
...serve as the basis for the funding of projects and for the development of any subsequent detailed comprehensive project plans.
Yeah. Right. Okay. What it's essentially saying is, you know, it's all got to tie together. You're not going to get a project funded if it's not part of that reconnaissance plan, because all the pieces have to fit.
We've tried throughout here to make it clear that this is to be a cooperative planning process between the county level operations and the municipalities. And so we emphasize there in line 158 that the commissioners of planning may utilize maps prepared by anybody, including other governmental authorities and municipalities. And you'll see
we're using
municipal input throughout.
Now, next, you're substituting advisory board for stormwater management advisory board. Do we define advisory board somewhere in here?
No, I think we create a stormwater.
Yeah, we create it.
Okay.
So therefore, it's defined.
So it's defined where it's created. Okay.
Now, we were intrigued by the acronym for stormwater advisory board is SWAB.
SWAB. And those who serve on other SWABIs. Reminding everybody that we do meet at 8 a.m. and people are very punchy then.
Line 163, again, we emphasize the municipal connection by inserting give particular weight to the recommendations of the chief elected officials, in their municipality.
Okay.
Lines 166 through 170, we again emphasize that at this stage we're simply skimming what's available. Utilize such documents and reports that may already exist in each municipality to avoid duplication of existing data and the costs associated therewith. Keep it simple, keep it cheap. The next line, consult with and obtain the recommendations of any basin-wide watershed advisory board, a term we'll create later, that may have been created by the municipalities in a watershed, and with particular regard to such advisory board's suggested capital program, budget, and priorities.
And this was a way to keep in groups that have already been developed, such as Liswick. And groups that may be developed in the future.
Right. It allows that to happen in any of the major watersheds, but doesn't require it.
Right. Which goes to your question, Gordon, originally to me.
I like the concepts you have. I just have a little problem with the words avoid the duplication of existing data and the costs associated therewith. What you're basically trying to say is you don't want to do the work all over again if it's out there.
Exactly.
Right. I'm not sure that language is exactly, I don't have any better language, but I'm not sure.
That's
duplication could also mean, you know, photocopying of or copying.
Doesn't mean going out and doing it over again.
Redoing? Yeah.
Well, that's the concept.
I know.
As opposed to, I don't know what's it. We can leave it for now, but maybe we can go up with a better term than rather than duplication. There is a word out there, I just can't think of it.
To avoid the duplication of effort.
Yeah, I mean, that's a rather standard phrase, duplication of effort.
Yeah. Maybe that would be it.
Well, you can just eliminate duplication and put.
Yeah, that's the build. Or the kind of recreation.
Then we might think it's recreation.
It's like a recreation of existing
right.
data.
Well, recreational, yeah.
But then we think it's.
We'll make sure we put a hyphen in there. Yeah. So it's the recreation. But I think that's more the concept of what you're trying to convey with this wording.
Yeah, well, a simple way just to take the word duplication out and say agency to avoid cost associated therewith.
Let's leave it for now and see if we can come up with another term for duplication of effort or recreation of, you know, reinvent the wheel is basically what you're saying. And how do you put that in legalese? But, okay. Continue, please.
Page 8, top of the page, we again insert the watershed streams and water courses. In the second definition, line 177, we insert or municipally owned properties. Because they're easier to do if you have a project on land you already own. the number three, they're starting.
Can I just ask why would we limit it to municipally owned? Why not all government owned?
It's not the same thing.
Just county owned or municipally owned.
Right, but what about other government, school districts, federal lands, state lands?
As I said last time, I don't like using school districts. If you want to put it in, go ahead. Because you're depending on whoever gets your money to be able to implement other plans for stormwater management beyond their area.
No, but this is. But we're not talking here about doing the project. We're only talking about inventorying the existing concerns.
Your players here, though, are the county and the municipalities.
Not disagreeing. But if you want to do an inventory, you're not going to not do an inventory of certain problems because they're located on state lands or school lands. That goes to the issue of who remedies the problem. But when you're doing your inventory, don't you want a complete inventory of wherever the problem is?
I think you would. And I think the early phrase and early portion of that definition probably gives you that authority. Comprehensive inventory of existing flood and stormwater managers in the county.
Right, but then you're saying including those problems that may be located on.
So why not just say publicly owned land? Why don't you say including but not limited?
Well, that's what including means, but it's, I think what we're trying to say here is publicly owned lands. No? All publicly owned lands? How does that cause a problem? I'm trying to understand.
I
the issue you're going to is who do you use later to solve the problem.
Right.
But if there is a problem on a state-owned land, aren't we going to want to do that in the inventory?
I don't think you're not excluded from doing it in the inventory.
I agree.
We put this in here because we wanted to, in effect, rub the county's nose into the fact that a lot of these solutions may well occur on county land.
Okay.
And Al suggested and municipal lands.
Thomas, it's just the committee report make it clear.
Yeah, that we're talking about all lands. And we're not excluding state lands. Because you know what happens, somebody comes in and says, well, they could have written it in. They didn't.
Let's put in the committee report, but because Pete's right, it's there broadly. But.
Okay, in the definition number three, line 178 and so on, it's expanded to include recommendations for the reduction of flood damage that can be achieved by improvement in building and land use codes and procedures. Or by the implementation of other best management practices. So that it takes. See, the early part of that thing, of that paragraph, talks about the construction of stormwater facilities, and we wanted to bring in the idea that there may be the soft side of approaching a stormwater problem, which doesn't involve construction. Line 182, it's expanded to read preliminary estimates to be provided by the Commissioner of Public Works. The projects listed in the reconnaissance plan. Then down below, we introduce here this idea of phase one and phase two funding. Which projects fall into which categories? And his recommendations concerning the funding, financing of such facilities. Line 187. Suggest the willingness to partner by intermunicipal agreements. The vehicle partnership. Now below, line 193, we make it gender neutral at the request of one of our members.
Well, shouldn't we be doing that up above?
It should
as well?
Be all throughout.
I think you'll have, undoubtedly, we'll have opportunity.
Mr. Chairman, line 191, just a typo, just the, for the disposition, flood water within the county. Just the
of flood water?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of funny language. Where the disposition of flood waters.
Number 191.
Just read, number seven.
Recommendations concerning rules, regulations, acts, and local taxes may be required for the disposition
of. But do we dispose of, disposition of flood water? Is that the phrase?
Disposition doesn't sound like the right word. It's probably coming from some other law somewhere, but it doesn't sound right.
I agree with you, but it was in the original.
Okay, I just don't look at that.
Somebody must know by
either listeners or us.
Yeah, does somebody have another word to dispose of flood water?
I think it's very
think it's a problem.
Remediating it?
Suggesting it's bad.
We're just going to insert it off.
You can use a broader word if you want, management, but that would take care of everything.
So we use
management of flood water.
Okay. Does that work with everybody?
In other words, you move it away from where you don't want it and you put it where you want it. That's management.
Get it off your desk.
Right.
Okay, on the next page in section 8, the stormwater management project, on the advice of the advisory board, and we've inserted involved county agencies, and such basin-wide watershed advisory board as may exist in the affected area. County board may authorize either the phase one or phase two funding of any stormwater management projects shown on the plan. And that authorization, you're supposed to determine who pays what. And Al, you added that, line 214, you added that thing about fully complete.
Yes. Actually, I think I took your order. Yes.
But now, this doesn't require the consent of the advisory board, just the advice.
Correct. Okay. All right, and the next page, page 10, we begin talking about the eligibility criteria. Okay, who are eligible applicants? Here's a definition right in the text of the law. They are those who are all municipalities in the county, and all municipalities in the county are encouraged to submit applications. The following criteria shall be used for the eligibility of proposed construction projects. A, 227, project plan has been completed by the municipality at its own initiative, or if not, if not, phase one project funding has been approved by the county board. So the eligible project is one that is ready to go. The project must directly benefit an identified flooding problem or problems within a special flood hazard area by FEMA or a flood area designated by the county board. The project must be one approved by the county board as part of the stormwater reconnaissance plan. Down at the bottom of the page, when we talk about municipal participation, we suggest that it should be at least a minimum of 50%, but that up to half of which can be in-kind services by the municipality, provided those services were identified in the project budget. It isn't something you come back afterward and say, well, I thought about that while I was on vacation there. I got 4 days of credit for my in-kind service. Next page 11, municipalities amend or enforce local laws and ordinances, not just ordinances.
Okay, now you made this a professional engineer. Why not a professional architect or some other, or I don't know who else gets licensed. Is there anybody else that's licensed other than architects and engineers?
Landscape architects.
Lawyers.
Lawyers, right, yeah, but we can't stamp these things.
This is a up in the air type of issue. We picked engineer because it was specific. Before, it just said a licensed professional.
Right.
And we didn't want to include barbers and anybody else. I think part of the thought was, if you go to a public hearing, let's see who objects, that they weren't on the list.
Probably architects, if they notice. Somewhere along the way, 2 years from now, some architect will come in and ask us to change it from engineer to architect. But I don't know enough about the different functions of an architect and an engineer to be able to say that it should be architect as well. If you guys
doesn't an engineer have to stamp the architectural?
I think the engineer.
This is your field.
And landscape architect would have a tough time putting together a head wall or a detention pond.
Right.
I think they would have a hard time. They would have to subcontract the engineering work.
answers the question. I just wanted to raise
that. No, and I think any time you, for building departments and all, you have to have that stamp of the engineer.
No, but architects could also submit plans to building departments.
But I think...
Depending on what the project is.
The engineers on our board felt very strongly that it should be a professional engineer.
Okay.
Everybody
else okay with that?
Yep.
You took out unacceptable because there were no acceptable flooding conditions.
Yeah, we decided it was subjective. I think we added an S.
Yes, we did. Yeah. Fair conditions.
Got it.
Okay.
And below we added local laws again and ordinances. Stormwater advisory board approved by the county board. When we did the initial applications 2 years ago, we had a subcommittee of our task force that developed standards, and those are the standards we used. But I think when you go into a formal law here, there should be standards approved by your board.
So you're suggesting, hold on a second. Local municipalities must adopt, amend, and enforce local laws, et cetera, including development standards prepared by the Stormwater Advisory Board and approved by the County Board.
Right.
So we're now going to be in the business of approving development standards. What is it that the County Board is going to approve here?
You have.
We're not going to be approving their local laws. Correct? This is this phrase is modifying development standards.
Yeah, maybe take out and approve the county board. You wouldn't want to approve local voting.
No.
Later, I disagree, because later on you have in here the language that says that the commissioner of planning shall come back to you with his recommendations for the rules and regulations and all the rest of it that you should require of a board of a municipality receiving aid. And this is really parallel to
okay.
that.
So we're talking here about approving general standards.
Right.
And I think that's consistent with what we originally wanted to do.
Yes.
But the way this is constructed, the way the sentence is constructed, I just want to make sure that it's not indicating that we have to approve them on a case-by-case basis.
No.
That we're doing this, that somebody, one of the commissioners is going to come
to
us.
Overall development standards?
Well, I mean, just want to make sure the process in the document is clear, that somewhere along the way, the commissioners are going to come to us and say, these are the rules and regulations, the standards we want to employ.
Right.
And just like you're doing on the Flood Action Task Force now. So you're going to come to us and say, here they are, we approve them, and now they have to be incorporated henceforth, however the planning people think they fit in. I just want to make sure it's clear that we're not doing this on a case-by-case basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with it once and it's done.
Yeah.
And then, is that clear here?
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
What is clear is that, if I understand, we are going to require, and you know, there's strings like CDBG and affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
You want funding for flood control, you're going to need to pass certain ordinances that
but this is really no different than what the Flood Action Task
That's
Force is doing
now.
That's
what we had now. Originally
intended. The only difference is that the county board is going to be shot at the regulations.
Right. We're now,
it's not going to be ad hoc.
The municipalities are going to look at this and say, right, and our answer is you want funding,
right.
Like housing.
Exactly.
And
okay.
But that's what they're doing today. It's just that they're doing it on an ad hoc basis.
Right. They did it. We didn't do it. The task force did.
Right.
Now
it's got to come to us for discussion.
We hear from our municipalities. We may not hear if the task force is doing something. We may hear from them. We're doing, but the answer is you want the flooding money,
right.
Pass a law. Okay, I do it, that's right.
Yeah.
But again, I just want to make sure that this is clear, that we're doing this once, and this is not going to happen on a case-by-case basis, that every time somebody comes in, we're going to have to pass a whole new set of standards.
Right.
Is that somewhere else in this document?
Yes, on the bottom of page 13, there's a section on terms, conditions, rules, and regulations. Commissioner Planning, with the advice of this Stormwater Advisory Board, shall recommend to you for adoption by Act for local laws of terms, conditions, rules, regulations, and any intermunicipal agreements.
Right. Is there some way, because I'm afraid that I just want to make sure this can't be misinterpreted. I may be reading too much into it. Should we say approved by the county board as set forth below?
Okay.
or something like that is set forth in paragraph 6 or whatever, so that it's clear that that's what we're referring to here.
Well, I'm not sure if this is the appropriate time. We're almost finished, but to that point, really, there's, you know, I congratulate everyone who's worked the details on this. I've sort of, you know,
right,
a little more macro, and so much has gone in, I sort of step back and say, wait a minute, to your point just now. Once the county board signs off on the reconnaissance plan, if you go back a minute, there are a lot of inconsistencies. I mean, we do that up front, and if you read what everything that has to go on, it talks about priorities, you know, it's the inventory, but then how do you sort of solve it, all the potential projects, and then we proceed to go through all municipalities can be applicants, and this whole, you know, all worked out. But I said, wait a minute, if the county board has already identified the 15 projects that after all the 180 days, all this work, you've done this, and now we go back and kind of forget that ever happened, and we set a whole new, very interesting structure of everybody can apply, here's all the criteria. But wait a minute, we have a whole list over here. Then on page 13 or page 14 here, it talks about the commission are making more recommendations, which are consistent with the reconnaissance plan and addresses the priorities in the reconnaissance plan. That reconnaissance plan, to me, is really the Bible here. And you take the time. Once you do that, and if I'm a municipality A and I'm not in the top 15, let's say,
I don't think the...
I
don't think the reconnaissance plan is envisioned to be that specific.
Well, go back...
That's why it's
maybe
not called comprehensive
but if it's
plan. That's why it's not the comprehensive plan. That's why they changed it to the reconnaissance plan.
Well, it's laying out. The thing is, if I'm not on that list, I mean,
No. You can be added to that list later.
Sure.
That's the whole idea, that
well,
somewhere
fluid.
Along the way,
this is ongoing.
Once the local groups start working, they're going to come back and say, tell me if I'm wrong on this, you've got a reconnaissance plan, and here's now, you've identified some problems, you've identified some potential projects, and here's our suggestions on how to deal with
those
problems,
then,
here's our suggestions for better projects, or yes, we want to go forward with the ones
okay,
we've identified.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think this is an amalgamation. It's one thing if you want the reconnaissance plan to identify inventories, be a lot of facts, a lot of, you know, information. But it goes on to talking about funding projects. I mean, it lays out, if I'm reading it right, a lot more than that. If we're going to spend a lot of, I think there could be a lot of debate and discussions before that's voted on. These are the 15. If I say that's supposed to be in the plan.
Is that the intent, though?
Well, it may not be the intent, but that's what's in here, though, isn't it?
I think the reconnaissance plan lists anybody's project. It will prioritize them for you, but I don't think it excludes them.
Well, once the priority, and that's going to be, I mean, let's look ahead. Let's get into the real world here. You could be prioritizing in the reconnaissance plan. And then later on, if you took that whole section out, go to the second half of the law where it says all applicants can apply, and here's all the criteria and all the eligibility. And it's a whole, almost like a brand new approach to apply, criteria, priorities. But wait a minute, back here, 3 months ago, we had a whole battle over voting on this plan, where in fact we did set priorities.
Well, why do you
for the
think
top
that
15?
The plan's going to come before the rest of the stuff?
Well, the reconnaissance plan comes first.
Well, yeah, but there's also going to be...
And in that plan, I'm just saying, it's all good, but when you put it all together in one law, I see certain
second part
overlapping.
That second part, a group of requirements that I think you're referring to, that has to do with the municipality's eligibility. In order to be eligible, they have to adopt a local law that regulates development, is what that says.
The reconnaissance plan on page 8, the planning, page 7, planning right. commission shall submit to the board the plan, which shall include recommendations which projects should be considered for phase 1, phase 2 funding, estimates of budget. All those recommendations.
If municipality X wants to go forward with the project, they then have to qualify. And to qualify, they've got to do all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's funny, but I'm just saying, when you get to pass that, all municipalities are eligible, which sounds nice, but I'm saying if you're not on the list of 15.
No.
The commissioners make recommendations for which projects should be considered phase 1, phase 2. Are we going to say, and recommendations funding, are we going to say, thanks for your recommendations, but they're not really that important because we're still going to wait to see who applies and who comes in? Then, to me, we're not giving a whole lot of weight to the recommendations made by the planning commissioner. We're asking him to recommend.
No, Marty, we're still doing this as from the bottom up. This is not the county doing these projects. we still need the municipality to come forward.
So what?
So we may identify. How? The planning commissioner may tell me if I'm wrong.
What priority do we put on the recommendations?
The planning commissioner may say that the biggest project, the most important project, is Project A. But you know what? The municipality for Project A never comes in to do the project.
Well, that's but the planning.
So
again,
at that point,
I want to know
when you go to the next one.
When the planning commissioner submits to the board,
or they say
plan,
we can't come up with our share of the dollars, so we're not moving ahead.
What the plan does allow for, and it allows for you looking at the complete picture,
correct,
of the projects in the watershed. So
right.
You see,
right. So
how
once
it all
we've
fits.
Done that, once we delegate to the commissioner of planning, he does all this work,
right,
comes back. These are all the projects. From my perspective, well, I want to work with those 15 projects. Municipal Y comes in with my. I'm ready. I got. I'm
no,
over
no,
here.
No.
But you're not part of the prior. You're not part of the 15.
That's right. And if you want to be part of the reconnaissance plan, you either in there at the beginning, which I think all of the projects would be picked up, or a municipality can bring up an issue, and the reconnaissance plan would have to be amended. The important thing is that any project, every project, has to fit in with another project and another project. It just can't be a lone agent or a free agent. If someone wants to dig a detention pond.
I think part of what we were trying to do from day one, and these guys, these gentlemen have picked up on it, what we were trying to do was avoid doing a whole bunch of little projects at the bottom end.
Yeah.
It cost a lot of money when you could solve the whole thing by taking all of that, kind of like we did with, the, if you remember,
well,
when we put all the money into the infiltration at the INI, where we said, you know what, we could spend $100 million on all these little projects, or we could have, get a big bang for the buck by taking all of that money and putting it in this one area and cleaning up more.
So when the commissioner
the
spends all this
the
time,
here,
the
think.
Commissioner comes in and gives his top 20 projects, and however he comes up with that top 20 projects, don't you think we want to focus on those top 20? Why would we come in with the 35th? Oh, because they're ready to go. They've got funding, and they want county funding.
Well, no, but that's going to be a decision that we're going to make at the time. That's a valid concern.
But even if they come in with their plan, it has to be on the reconnaissance plan in order to
well,
be able to
right.
get funding.
Right.
No, but you're saying if somebody at the bottom end comes in before somebody at the top end, that's the decision the Board of Legislators,
right,
whoever's on the board at the time, will make. But at least the board will have the information
well, the law
that says it's rated number 35.
Well, then, well, I mean, one could go further. Oh, that's one. But one, if we're really going to push this, when we say on page 10, what's it, page, where it says all, you know, basically, all municipalities can apply.
Right.
Well, maybe we want to say all municipalities that are affected in the top 20. I mean, have some, give some focus, give some meaning to the plan. If we have a top 20 identified.
What if somebody comes in with a project that we hadn't thought of before?
Well, just, well, I mean, we don't, if the commission comes up with a, just to your point, we don't want to go here and there. Commissioner identifies top 10, 15, 20. Don't we want to focus on those?
But yes, but I would think that's the staff. The professional staff is going to make those decisions. The Board of Legislators, I don't think you want to restrict a future board as
well,
to how they can operate.
Board.
We're trying to set out here guidance, and we're trying to
set out... Well, you can amend the reconnaissance plan, but you want to keep the top 20. For budgetary purposes, you want priorities. I'm saying it's all good, but when you read it all in one law, to me there's conflicts, because... Beginning, we talk about this plan, and I assume we want this to be an important, really good document. Then you get to the second half, and anybody can apply, and if you're eligible, you're all eligible,
no,
and just do this.
But you would not be eligible if your project is not listed on the reconnaissance.
Well, then, all right, but that's where
that's the connection. That's where they run together.
Well, that's, if you read, you know, it doesn't say that you're only eligible if you're... If you're stuck in the reconnaissance plan,
that's one of the items of eligibility. Is
yeah,
that your project
read the selection
has to be
criteria
on the plan.
All right, so let's get to that. That's next. Isn't that where we're going? Isn't that the next item?
Somebody have his finger on the right.
Page 11.
Page 11 is selection criteria.
Line 259.
What H is recommendations in the plan in regard to project priority. So,
degree to which. Recommendations in the
reconnaissance
plan.
Right.
So if your project is not on the plan,
you're
not eligible. And in order to apply, you have to be eligible. You got to get on the plan.
So you got to work. You got to work to get into the plan.
That's right. In order to get on the plan, it has to fit in with all the other projects, because that's what we're trying to do: is integrate all the projects.
Okay. I mean, that's a backdoor way. That's fine. And Mr. Chairman, then one other thing. In terms of all these, in terms of all the selection criteria, all the selection criteria, somewhere at the very end it talks about, or somewhere near the end, delegating page 13 of the Commission's rules regulations. I will, I mean, if my,
Could you hold that question until after he explains it?
Okay.
Well, hold,
priorities
hold it right there.
Okay.
Explain this section, then we'll take Mr. Rogowski's question on the section. How's that?
Okay.
You're on selection criteria.
Right.
And projects are prioritized according to the following criteria. Most of those haven't changed. We spend a little bit on line 268. The ability of the applicant municipality to provide the local match for the project, the amount of total project costs, and the availability of county funding, which is back in the area of reality.
Is the ability, is that term wide enough? When you say the ability, I mean, because we're also talking about the willingness, is that term included within ability?
I think you can interpret ability here as a local action taken to appropriate money.
Okay.
And maybe readiness.
Would readiness be a
commitment?
Better word? There you go.
Yeah, commitment.
Commitment might be. Can we change the word ability to commitment?
We're so close to the end.
I see in H you've got the recommendations and the reconnaissance plan, so maybe that should be moved up just higher so it's more obvious that the...
When I typed it, I didn't want to have to remember all the paragraphs.
Yeah, we could do that.
So where would we move this up to?
Make it A.
That would be A.
Okay.
It would be first one. That's right.
No, I know. We can do that.
We can do that.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
And then if I moved it, I had to show you it was a change.
Right.
Now, under line 276, the application and review procedures for that first phase, for phase one funding. They submit their preliminary application. They attend the preliminary meeting. This is what we've been doing. Tell them are they on the right track and determine what additional information is needed at that stage.
Following this stuff sounds like it would be better put in regulations somewhere, but this is fine to put it here, too.
No, this is all under the project.
This is basically just what you've been doing so far.
Yeah, this is the way. A lot of the stuff came out of our own guidelines.
It makes it specific, Alan. It does limit down.
And the same thing with 4, which is phase 2 funding.
Yeah.
We had the question about the county executive in 3C.
Where's this?
Next page. Putting him in. Him or her.
What line?
Well, anywhere.
287.
Him or her.
People giving testimony here yet? Are they here? I'm missing. Where's the candidate?
Is she here?
We just say applications for phase one funding shall be reviewed and recommendations made to the county board by the departments of planning and public. The several of the commissioners.
Yeah. Let's just note this spot.
Said you got to tell your boss too.
Right.
I mean,
let me give you an anecdote that in the. Your county charter provides for the county planning board to submit a development policy to you.
Right.
And it was pointed out to me as a very young commissioner and later as an experienced commissioner that that doesn't preclude me from giving it to the county executive to give it to you.
Because it's his boss.
Well, that was the question that I raised early on.
Right.
Is there a need to amend this language all the way through to refer to the county executive? Or is it automatically implied? This is not the first time this issue's come up. I mean, we've had this discussion for year after year after year. And the interpretation from the county attorney's office always was that the charter provides for the procedure that has to be followed and that the county board is seen as the entity that represents the county. But before you can take a specific action, you have to follow the county charter to accommodate that action. So it would be okay to leave the language that refers to county board in here, but it's clearly understood that whenever something has to be done, you have to follow the charter in the process of doing that. And that sounds like what you're saying as well.
Could we put that in definition? By county board, we mean?
Well, I think maybe we want to, why don't we go through the substance again and deal with that one issue?
We can do that on our own.
You might want to substitute county in some places instead of county board or something like that, which would be the way to solve the problem. But I'd like to get through the substance before
sorry.
Because that's really a technical issue. We're not going to, it's not our intent to override the county charter here to change the process on how we do things. But it is our intent to make sure that the county board has all of the powers provided for in state law, and of course that we follow our own charter. Next section?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Just a quick question on, or a comment. I guess the advisory board is conceived to play an important role in reviewing projects, you know, in this legislation. If the advisory board withholds recommending anything to you at all, are you able to act?
Is there an appeal?
No, I think we can act because it's on the advice of the advisory board, and it's not on the consent of the advisory board. But is that clear?
I think so.
Is that a valid? Is my interpretation correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the advisory board could say do A, B, and C, and we look at this and say, you know what, D is more important than A, B, and C. We disagree with your judgment. And we're going to do D first.
Yeah, hopefully you would say we think D is more important.
Go back and
look
at it.
Go back and look at it again.
Right. Uh-huh.
And see if that's true.
Yes, there's some appeals process.
Rather than just...
But you could have a circumstance where the commissioner makes a recommendation, the advisory board has a different view. And the county board then decides between, it happens all the time, decides between the commissioner and an outside board. We may decide to go with the advisory board, we may decide to go with the commissioner. I mean, it would not be uncommon for that to happen. And it's supposed to be the board of legislators that makes that decision. Right?
To that point, can I just make, because I keep going back to this, on page 4, line 86, my suggestion is, and I keep reading it, and management facilities and proposed or potential capital improvements that are, it says, required to reduce. Can we change that to devised? I mean, it's almost like a liability issue. If this plan is coming from the county, they're saying that this is a must-do project. And, you know, I mean, you've got to prioritize. Some will be done, some won't be done. But yet, under the plan, they're all required. So I'm wondering if that should be devised.
Which
that
line again?
Actually, there's another way to look at that, too. To your point, it may be that there are several different ways to solve the problem.
Right.
Therefore, none of them are required.
Right.
It's appropriate to, or what's a better word than required?
Somebody... Appropriate sounds very good.
What did Sheila just recommend?
Right. As long as I mean, required just to see a liability.
86.
Yeah.
What did you suggest, Sheila? What was your other word?
She said divide.
Thank you.
Needed to me. Devised.
No, yeah, needed
appropriate.
Is appropriate to or
yeah, appropriate
needed.
Appropriate.
Needed.
Well, there's only
designed.
Devised.
This only modifies the capital improvements. It's not the whole.
If you use the word required, it makes
point.
It sense. She's
right
on.
Legal.
It's right.
Someone
the wrong way to phrase it.
Come back and
it,
say,
right.
You said it has to be done. How
right.
can you not approve it?
Appropriate.
You know what I mean?
Appropriate.
We got to.
I know.
That may be appropriate.
Well, it goes to the improvements. You can't reduce flood damage without spending money, presumably.
No, that's not the point. The point is the word. How about we just say appropriate to reduce flooding and flood damage? Does that do it?
Okay. That makes me happy.
Good.
Appropriate.
That's a good catch. Okay.
Good.
So where are we now? We're almost done here. Let's finish this up. We've got another meeting coming in.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we've got to conclude now because we're going to get wrapped. We're going to get
we
backed
only
up
have
here.
Three more.
Well, I'm going to suggest that in order for this
make
system of committees to work, that we need to adhere to the time frames that are allotted for the work to be done on each day.
Mm-hmm.
We're beyond that at this point. There's another meeting scheduled for 4 o'clock. There's another meeting scheduled for 5. We got to move on.
I think we should, if it's not too inconvenient, reconvene next week and continue to go through this. We have some other questions we have to discuss and resolve. So that's what my suggestion is.
Cool.
Second.
Here next week, but you can do it without me.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be back.
All right.
So we are definitely. Do we have quorum for next week then?
We already have one for legislation.
You're right. Okay. So as long as these guys. Can.
Legislation was going to be at 1:30. We could do this at 2:30.
Yeah. Okay.
2:30 next week.
Do
we have to have Peter and Al come back? I mean, I guess. You're kind of essential, right?
Yeah. Do you guys mind coming back?
No, I think my schedule's clear.
Great. Okay.
You know, okay. It'll be on overtime.
Charlie, is that good for you?
Which day, please?
Commissioner Pound?
Is Monday.
For you?
Oh,
Monday, the 1st of November.
Is that good for you?
Yeah.
Okay. At 2:30. We'll do it right after legislation.
Be continued. And remember that we're on section, we're on page what?
Whatever.
11.
Can we, is anybody from the county attorney's office here?
I'm reading my mind.
No, and do we have someone from the county attorney's office here next week?
Is there anybody from the county executive?
I don't think we have anybody hooked it up. Oh, wait, Katie's here.
You sick that day?
Yeah, all right. We should ask the county attorney.
Katie. Do you have any, you might want to ask George to look at this, see if he has any.
I actually did send it to Bob Meehan.
Okay, good. Can you ask them to have somebody come next week?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe after this meeting I'll be
Yeah, because we do have a memo from July 7, 2009, that Linda Trent Acosta is still in Arizona. Yeah, I can give you a copy of this. Can you give her a copy?
And then we have this one that says October 26, 2009.
That's the questions the board, that committee members raised.
Last year?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
All right, so Chris, do we have anything else that's urgent for today, or can we move on? We need minutes approved. Can we take a look at the minutes? We quickly look at the minutes, October 12th. Anybody have any comments? Can I get the attention of the Environment Committee minutes? October 12th, I'll accept the motion to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, they're approved unanimously. Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved. No, do we have 18th too? No.
The only one I have listed is October 12th.
Oh, okay. I have 18th.
Do we need October 18th also, Chris?
Just all three.
Yeah. Calpusa, one's at 1 and 1's at 3.
I'll move them all.
Okay. We have a motion with respect to October 18th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And then
nine.
Then we have a motion with respect. Hold on. It's only 2 minutes, 12th and the 18th. Okay, motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, meeting's adjourned.
Okay, I'm going to start your appointments, but I'm going to come back here because I got to be in on this later.
I'm coming. Are we meeting here? Or
no, we're going to be down the library.
All right, you'll have enough.
Yes. But your scintillating presence is always
welcome. All right, I want to convene Public Works immediately, so with the members of the Public Works Committee, get what they need.
Sorry, we have to keep going.
Bill, I'm just going to go sign in to Appellants and be right back.
Okay.
The problem is that
thank you.
Get
I'll be right back.
You want this? Yeah, all right, thanks.
Matt, Pete now. Pete now.
Right.
Let's you and I talk about that later.
Thank you guys very much.
See you on Monday, Matt?
Can we continue our seats?
Come back here?
Yes.
The day before Election Day.
Can you
yeah, that's why I'd rather not be here.